Welcome to The Lead, the exclusive news magazine of Northeast Texas, here on your station, 88.9 KETR. Good morning, I'm your host, Scott Harvey. This week, we learn about the efforts being made in our region to shine more light on the arts.
And I think that they have realized through time that it's become a much broader hands-holding group, that we can really all help each other and it helps everyone.
And performers put their best on the line as they compete for Commerce Idol Champion.
It's a good way to share with everybody in Commerce and encourage others to share their talents with everybody and just get to know everybody else in town.
Those topics are coming up after we check out the week's headlines on your station, 88.9 KETR.
I'm Sherry Gardner. KETR is one of the best business-to-business marketing tools available in Northeast Texas. You can find out how program underwriting on KETR can make a difference for your company by calling 903-513-9684.
Stock up the fridge, pay down the bills, oh, buy some new work clothes.
Oh, the things you could do with some extra money, right? Well, if you make less than $49,000, maybe you have some waiting for you at the IRS.
You're kidding, right?
With the Earned Income Tax Credit, some working people get as much as $5,700 back when they file their taxes and claim the credit. See if you qualify at www.irs.gov/EITC.
Tune up the car, go to night school, fix these broken glasses, start a vegetable garden.
You can stop
now.
I'd
fix my computer. I'd upgrade it.
Welcome back to The Lead here on your station, 88.9 KETR. It's time now to check out the headlines from this week throughout Northeast Texas. Judge Richard A. Beacom tells officials he'll deliberate on whether to allow DNA testing on evidence in the 2005 murder case of Brandon Dale Woodruff. Attorneys for Woodruff, who is currently serving a life sentence for the deaths of his parents, are seeking tests on hairs found on the hand of his mother at the murder scene. Former Honey Grove teacher Jordan Lane has been sentenced to 3 years behind bars for sexual assault of a 14-year-old student after pleading guilty to the offense. The 27-year-old Lane was arrested following the incident last August, which police say did not occur on campus. Former Raines ISD employee Ronnie Trevelyan has been sentenced to prison after pleading guilty to sexting. As part of a plea deal, he was given 4 years behind bars. The indictment alleges he sent a sexually explicit text message to a minor female in February 2011. More than two dozen blasting caps were detonated in Pecan Gap last week after a citizen came across the items inside his shed. The Garland Bomb Unit was called in to investigate, concluding that the caps may have been there for decades. One cap was sent to the FBI for tracer information. In and out-of-district students attending Parrish Junior College this fall will pay an extra $3 per semester credit hour, while out-of-state students will incur another $5 per hour charge. Regents approved the changes Monday to meet student needs and prepare for potential budget cuts from the state legislature. Funeral services were Thursday for longtime Sulphur Springs City employee Francisco Melendez. Melendez died after he became stuck and overcome with water inside a manhole at Coleman Park. A hearing is Monday concerning a motion for a summary judgment in the illegal dumping lawsuit filed by the City of Commerce against Fountain Blue Management Properties. Attorneys for the company say the suit, which seeks damages of more than $273 million, is unconstitutional and want it dismissed. Bond is set at $120,000 for Nessica Rochelle Hale, charged with 8 counts of forgery. The 37-year-old Sulphur Springs woman was allegedly caught washing $5 bills to change them into hundreds and $1 bills to change them into 50s. TxDOT has approved a contract that allows for the resurfacing of U.S. Highway 69, where it intersects State Highway 19 in Embry. The $365,000 project will place 7 inches of non-reinforced concrete on top of the existing asphalt pavement. The month-long contract will begin Monday. More than 4,500 North Texans have signed up as weather spotters this season, a record for the National Weather Service's Skywarn program. Meetings locally attracted some 50 citizens in Delta County, 130 in Hunt County, and 150 in Lamar County. Interest is said to have been sparked by last year's historic severe weather season. It will now take five members of the council rather than four to end Greenville City Manager Stephen Alexander's contract. The move was said to be in recognition of Alexander's, quote, superior job performance, end quote. The amended ordinance Tuesday was met with opposition from two council members. The Cooper ISD and community members welcomed new elementary school principal Kathy Severance to town during a Thursday ceremony. Dr. Severance, a Texas native, has been the principal for College Oaks Elementary in Lake Charles, Louisiana, for the past 4 years. The proposed 78-unit multifamily senior residential complex in Greenville has received the go-ahead from the City Council. Representatives with an existing senior residential community in town said the facility is not needed, but one resident claims he's had trouble finding a home for his parents. The Paris Police Department has earned the distinction of Recognized Law Enforcement Agency by the Texas Police Chiefs Association. Paris becomes the 63rd agency to receive the recognition from the program, which began in 2006. And the City of Bonham is pursuing a $1 million loan to update the city's central fire station, improve the Civic Center, and renovate restrooms and campsites at Lake Bonham. The application was approved Wednesday. The revenue gained from improved infrastructure is expected to help pay off the loan. And that's a check of some of the news making headlines this week throughout Northeast Texas. You can always find more information on these stories and others at our website, ketr.org. Coming up next, a conversation with Sandy Page, the president of the Art Region of Texas. That's next. This is The Lead on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Tired of the hustle and bustle of life? Wish you could just get away? Well, tune into Outdoors with Luke Clayton Wednesdays at 11 and Saturdays at noon.
Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton. Thank you very much for joining me.
Whether it's black bears or the best barbecue in the region, he's your insider on everything outdoors.
I tell you, there's a lot of listeners up in Northeast Texas listening.
Outdoors with Luke Clayton, only on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Every weekend on All Things Considered, we offer more than just the latest news. The program challenges ideas and searches for meaning behind the events that shape our world. All Things Considered gives you a place to travel to, a voice to connect with. I'm Guy Raz, the weekend host of All Things Considered from NPR News. Join us every Saturday and Sunday.
Starts at 4 p.m. Weekends on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Welcome back to The Lead on your station, 88.9 KETR. I'm joined now in studio by Sandy Page. She is the president of the Art Region of Texas. And Sandy, thanks so much for taking the time to come by and speak with us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, take us back to the beginning. How did the Art Region come about?
Some years ago, some of the cities in Northeast Texas got together, and they met for a few months, but I don't know exactly what went on because I wasn't a part of it. Then it didn't have that title. They just kind of met. Mm-hmm. And then it ceased for some time. And I came here. We moved here from Dallas. My husband's deceased now, was a physician, came out here. And I've been active in the arts in Dallas and out here. And I was the director of the Cultural Arts District in Winsboro for a couple of years. I've moved on to this now. And decided that I'd always had this concept in my mind of all the communities and entities working together to be a stronger force, and especially in an area like this where there's a lot of small towns. Mm-hmm. So I did the Art Region of Texas, and it basically covers all of Northeast Texas and promotes the art and artists of this area. But it's not just that. We bring in city officials, departments of tourism, chambers of commerce, businesses, galleries, things that are interested in not only promoting the arts but the economy. But we have a focus on the arts. So that's kind of in a nutshell.
Okay.
And I took it to a nonprofit, and we became tax-exempt, a 501c3, in July of 2010. And then I moved it to a full, well, now we have a five-member board that governs it.
Okay.
For the area.
You've recently partnered with the city of Greenville. How many members are there for the Art Region of Texas?
Well, that's a little difficult to describe because we have a lot of loose associations. And so the basic cities that are on the board are Winnsboro, Sulphur Springs, Clarksville, Mount Vernon, Paris. Greenville recently came on. We have Mineola. We had Texas here Commerce, Texas A&M, the art department, Commerce, and Northeast Texas Community College. And there are other communities like Mount Pleasant and things like that. We're still growing. But we basically cover all of Northeast Texas from, I would say, the outskirts of Dallas, Mesquite on the west to Tyler on the south, Texarkana on the east, and the Red River.
Okay,
but
so
we're not that developed yet.
Is there a difference between being a member or being listed as an active participant?
Well, they're called because of the legal ramifications of how we're organized, that they're sponsoring members.
Mm-hmm.
So you're really kind of a sponsorship.
Understood. Well, we understand that perfectly, being a nonprofit ourselves. So given all the organizations and all the individuals involved with the Art Region of Texas, explain some of the things that you're actively involved with.
Well, we teamed up with Bank Texas. And in their beautiful new space in a lobby, bank lobby, we have a sculpture display. And so I made the arrangements for that, bringing in three of our artists from the area. And I do a lot of the publicity, marketing, and things mm-hmm. to try to publicize the events. And then we try to connect to help each other. But we all try to retain our own storyboard, our own flavor, so to speak.
Okay.
You know, if you're performing arts, it's one thing, or visual arts, or a particular theater group, literary arts. But we try to do all of that. And then we tie in with, of course, tourism, you know, to bring people out here, which helps the economy, too. And I can, Bank Texas was the one thing I was working on this week. I work with the artists a lot. I go to their studios. I review their work. I went to graduate school in art history, and I taught at UTD in an adjunct position for some years. And that is a kind of a key thing I'm interested in doing now, but also helping the art region to grow. I will go to Clarksville or Mount Vernon or here in Commerce or Milton Babb mm-hmm. in Greenville, you know of him, and work with them and also help to publicize events and exchange, I guess, knowledge about how we can promote these things, contacts. So it makes us stronger as a unit than it would if we were small communities or galleries or something trying to do something on their own.
Sure, because we know that there are a lot of people that are interested in the arts, and not having maybe a group to be associated with, it's hard to get their work publicized and get the word out there.
And I'd like to get the word out that we are open to students, faculty here, and Joe Don with the art department was a part, and then I think his faculty obligations got a little broader, but he has been a big help.
Okay.
And so we're looking to have a stronger representation from Texas A&M Commerce, too. But it's open to a lot of people. We do focus on arts. And we have a website, the Art Region of Texas. And individually, you can look at each city and the calendar and see what we're about. And then we meet in various locations. We try to rotate it around some. So it makes it's hard for some people to drive some of our distances, but mm-hmm. there's usually a meeting within a month or two that's close.
Sandy Page is the president of the Art Region of Texas, serving predominantly East and Northeast Texas, and a lot more than just listed on your website of individuals and organizations involved, and you're helping them get the word out. When you look at your involvement over the years and the Art Region since its inception, what has been the biggest change that you've seen with the development of some of these artists or communities?
Well, it's been encouraging, and I will say it's been uphill a bit, because when I first came out here, I actually came out here full-time in 1993. There was a lot of separatism, competitions with little arts groups that didn't really want to, they wanted to get a hand up on the next community or something. It was kind of competitive. And then I think that they have realized through time that it's become a much broader hands-holding group, that we can really all help each other, and it helps everyone. Like, we will have April in Paris going April 13th and 14th, and we will work to help publicize that. We'll also notify artists in our region that might want to go to sell their art or promote it there. And then in May, there will be a wine art fest with Franklin County Arts Alliance in Mount Vernon. In June will be Clarksville's Art Fest. So we all work together, and there's a lot of talent besides, and there's a lot of wonderful artists out here in very fantastic studios. But also there's a lot of talented people that we need for marketing and things like that.
I don't imagine there's too many organizations such as yours, a regional art hub that's assisting all these performers, all these artists in their various works and helping market their material. So when there's an artist in a situation, maybe it's an underserved region, a predominantly rural area like Northeast Texas, that doesn't have a organization like yours around, that's got to be a very difficult situation in terms of getting the material out there.
Very difficult, and that's what inspired me so much. I worked in Dallas for many years and was part of the original art walks that started in Dallas, and that's a lot easier. Mm-hmm. And you come out here, and it's, you know, years ago there wasn't even a concept of it at all. So, yes, I think that that's a real need, and as far as qualifying for funding and things like that, mm-hmm. it's very important because this is considered a deprived area, you might say. So the cultural, artistic, and economic needs are all important. And when you can cover all of that, the more people and the more factors you can cover, the better it is. And I think people are realizing that for funding and everything too.
And what do you hear from community members, the artists, the performers themselves?
They love it. And, of course, they love the publicity,
yeah.
you know, too. It gets their name out there. Like, we have three sculptors at Bank Texas, Bonnie Sarkeegian, Al Moore, and his wife Georgia Moore. They're all sculptors. So we're able not only to publicize it in a professional manner and get it out to a lot of media sources, but get their work out and tell about other shows. We have links on our website. We have a list of artists on our website that promote, besides the visual arts, the performing and literary, that you can contact the artists, you can preview their work. So it's a huge thing for them to be able to associate themselves with it.
And it's not just about reminding our local residents who they can see, whose work they can view and potentially purchase. But it's about putting our local communities on the map when it comes to some of the bigger areas in Texas and beyond.
I actually had a contact and had a large article. It was in the Crystal Charity Ball in Dallas for the Park Cities News. And they had no idea, you know, about mm-hmm. some of these things. In the past, I've worked closely with the Texas Commission on the Arts and NEA, National Endowment for the Arts. And I have to tell you a story that was wonderful but painful. They called me one day from National Endowment for the Arts and said they like what we're doing and the number of people involved in the communities in our rural area. And they had money. But I knew the rules that you had to have at least 3 years of programming, and we had just developed. Yeah. So at least we were noticed, and when I go back after our 3 years of programming, it should look good for that.
Good.
So it does create a notice.
Mm-hmm. Well, we thank you so much for helping get the word out, and we're happy to have you on the show to talk about it even further. Any final comments?
Just that I'm delighted to be here and to be able to talk about it, and as I say, we have a full schedule, even going into September when the rally in Greenville, the mm-hmm. art show rally, is going to be on, and I'm going to be working with that too. So I just encourage people to keep in contact, to join up with us, to at least go to our website and see what's going on, and come and enjoy the art and the artists of Northeast Texas.
And that website is artregionoftexas.com, artregionoftexas.com. And Sandy Page is the president of the Art Region of Texas. Thanks so much for joining us today, Sandy.
Thank you.
We'll have a break now and come back with our Friday feature. That's next. This is The Lead on your station, 88.9 KETR.
We've said it many times, but it's still true. You are the public in public radio. Everything we do on KETR is only possible with your support. Whether it's some of our national programming like Morning Edition or All Things Considered or A Prairie Home Companion, or the local shows like Notably Texan, Bluegrass Special, the list is long. You know why you listen to KETR, and we count on you, so please visit our website, ketr.org, click Support This Station, and give what you can.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
And welcome back to The Lead on your station, 88.9 KETR. It's now time for our Friday feature. A local fundraiser has once again achieved success thanks to the support of the community, but also to the amazing talent on display year in and year out. Daniel Starks recaps last weekend's latest installment of Commerce Idol.
Do you have any talents like singing, dancing, or even have a singing dog? Or maybe you might enjoy listening and watching these talents performed. Well, then you would probably enjoy Commerce Idol, a local talent show put on every spring by the Rotary Club in Commerce, Texas. This show features a wide variety of family-friendly talent from kids in third grade all the way up to adults 18 years old and up. But regardless of age, their talent does not go unnoticed. Karen Starks, the coordinator of Commerce Idol, along with the rest of the Rotary Club, spend countless hours each year planning and preparing for this event. And that is no small task.
We have different age categories, elementary, middle school, high school, and 18 and up. And they can sing, dance, play an instrument, tell jokes, whatever they want to do. And we have judges and a scoring system. And we give cash prizes to the winner and trophies to the first place and second place winner. And the first place winners of each category get to perform at the Boat Art Bash in September.
The event takes place at the local high school and brings hundreds of people from around the area to watch it.
I loved how much the community cheered for all the contestants, especially the younger groups. Everybody really supported them and showed a lot of cheering.
Phenomenal.
Well, I didn't know if somebody would win. It was just kind of like a surprise.
But this event is not just for the viewers. The performers have a great time as well. Chanel Cooper, a veteran performer of Commerce Idol, really enjoys the event and says that it means more to her than just a performance.
It's a good way to share with everybody in Commerce and encourage others to share their talents with everybody and just get to know everybody else in town. And it's a good way to kind of step outside the box and show everybody what you're made of and show to them that outside of school you're able and capable of doing more than what they think.
In addition to hosting growing musicians and talents, Commerce Idol has also had the privilege of hosting a few music stars as well. Ryan Beaver, a Texas country music star, was a performer in the event back in 2009. In March of 2012, he had a streak of 20-plus weeks in the Texas music chart, more weeks than any other artist at that time, and his songs have been played on over 50 radio stations nationwide. The Rotary Club always likes to mention Ryan during the event. His music can be downloaded from iTunes or from ryanbeaver.org. So what is this event benefiting? Every May, the Commerce Rotary Club gives scholarships to Commerce High School seniors who are attending Texas A&M University Commerce. Their goal each year is to raise at least $4,000, and so far, each year has been a success. So when spring rolls around, check out Commerce Idol. Lots of fun, snacks, and entertainment for the whole family. I know the people that have come in the past can speak for themselves. They love Commerce Idol. Have a great day. I'm Daniel Starks, KETR.
Thank you, Daniel. We'll have the complete list of winners from last weekend's Commerce Idol at our website, ketr.org. Our Friday feature airs each Friday during the lead at 10 a.m. and again at 4:45 p.m. during All Things Considered on your station, 88.9 KETR. And remember, if you have a story that would be best told as part of our Friday feature, we'd love to hear from you. You can send your ideas to me, scott@ketr.org. Again, email scott@ketr.org.
I'm Sherry Gardner. A lot of home improvement projects are started in the spring and summer months. Remodeling, painting, new gardens, the list goes on. If your business can help KETR listeners get their home improvements done, consider becoming a program underwriter. Call the corporate support staff here at KETR, 903-513-9684 for details.
We're asking folks about marriage.
Marriage makes me think of sports. You know, teamwork, dedication.
Okay, let's see what people say.
Let's say your marriage is a sport. What sport would it be?
Basketball. Surfing.
We have to be a team sport.
A lot of back and forth.
A lot of people watching.
So how many people are influenced by your marriage?
Hundreds.
You really think about the ripple effect.
It's like a wave.
Want to improve your marriage? For ideas, go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Church.
And welcome back to The Lead on your station, 88.9 KETR. It's now time to check out the events calendar for Northeast Texas. And taking place Saturday, the 31st of March, over in Bonham at the Civic Center, it's the Fannin County Master Gardeners 2012 Garden, Lawn, and Home Expo. This will start at 8:30 in the morning and run until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, a chance to celebrate spring with exhibits, vendors, and featured speakers, silent auction, and door prizes also awarded throughout the day, and home and garden-related information booths, exhibits, plants, lawn and garden items, home needs, and equipment. Again, that's over at the Bonham Civic Center, 8:30 until 4 o'clock Saturday. The Aglaia Club and Commerce will conduct an Easter egg hunt on Saturday as well. It starts at 11 o'clock from City Park. It invites children in second grade and under to hunt for eggs filled with prizes and candy. Kids are just asked to bring a basket. Again, that's at 11 o'clock Saturday morning from City Park and Commerce. Following the event at City Park at 12:30 that afternoon, the third installment of a skate competition to benefit the Commerce Skate Park Project. Again, a fundraiser for Commerce Skate Park. There'll be food and live bands performing during the event. And over in Paris on April 3rd, that's next Tuesday, Texas A&M University Commerce Alumni Relations will be hosting a reception honoring alumni from the Paris area, all former students and graduates of the university. Even East Texas State University and Paris Junior College are invited to an after-hours event beginning at 5:30 and running until 7:30. It'll take place at the McLemore Student Center on the campus of PJC. A reminder that each one of these events and others can be found at our website, ketr.org/events, and we strongly encourage you post your own event, and we'll read it on the air. That will do it for today's installment of The Lead. I want to thank my guest, Sandy Page, the president of the Art Region of Texas, serving predominantly East and Northeast Texas in marketing artists and performers locally. And we hope you enjoyed our Friday feature. KETR intern Daniel Starks provided us with a recap of last Saturday's Commerce Idol, a yearly presentation by the Commerce Rotary Club, displaying some of the best talents in town. We'll be back same time next Friday at 10 a.m., and our show re-airs at 9 a.m. on Saturdays. And remember, you can now hear archives of this show on our website, ketr.org. Coming up next is Texas Matters. This has been The Lead, the exclusive news magazine of Northeast Texas, on your station, 88.9 KETR. I'm your host, Scott Harvey. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.